Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to a special edition of the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. We're having what we call a war. We're fighting a war here, and people will have to get involved. But before we get into our program, let's listen to a little Tracy Chapman and let her tell us the story. How about that? You are listening to the Pinckney Show, a Saturday special edition. Anytime that you have an economic system that does not feed, clothe, and house its people, must be and will be overturned and replaced with a system that meets the needs of the people. It is important today that people understand this. Nobody can give you freedom. Nobody can give you justice. Nobody can give you equality, especially if you cannot take it. We're living in a time where it's the haves against the have-nots, the rich against the poor. And if you can't take what you want or what you need, you're not going to get it. They're trying to get rid of every last one of us. Just recently, in Berrien County, Michigan, judge ruled evidence is not needed to bring that activist, Reverend Edward Pinckney, to trial. He said, we do not need evidence to convict him. Prosecutor had also said the very same thing. What are we going to do with evidence? We don't need evidence. Once they see a black man sitting on the other side of the table, they already assume that he's guilty. The Good Old Boy Club in Barron County, Michigan, courthouse, is usually male, white, of European descent, and lives in St. Joseph, Michigan, Stephenville, Michigan, Bridgman, Michigan, New Buffalo, Michigan, Eau Claire, around in that area. Judge Charlie Lasata and Judge Sterling Sherrock and Prosecutor Michael Seppi, led by the Whirlpool Corporation, the blood-sucking corporation that has sucked the life out of this community, are all working together against me and the community. The community must take a stand. We must say no more. We must say that we have had enough of this crap. I'm being charged with 5 felony counts of voter fraud, which it wasn't a vote, it was a recall petition, and 6 misdemeanor charges, allowing a person to sign a petition a second time, which is the stupidest thing you ever heard, but we're dealing with stupid people. People who think that they don't need evidence to send a person to jail. Why would anybody allow a person to sign a petition twice? No logic to it. It's really basically a waste of time. We're dealing with people on this level. Benton Harbor Mayor James Hightower manufactured the evidence to start the investigation. I believe he was told by Michael Seppi and Sheriff Bailey to go out and get somebody to sign something. Now, this falls under racketeering or the RICO Act. We'll see what happens because it's not over with. With absolutely no evidence that I did anything wrong, I was bounded over for trial. Judge Sterling Sherrod said, and also Charlie Lasada, both stated you do not need evidence in the state of Michigan or in Barron County. To have a trial. The judge are trying to rush the trial, hoping my attorney would not be ready because he's the only attorney here in the state of Michigan who actually defends his client. And even I'm going to have to push him because he have a lot of cases. I can't afford any slip up. Mark Goff, a forensic document examiner with the Michigan State Police, basically he's a hired gun, paid for them. He'll say whatever they want him to say. That's what he do. He testified at a hearing held to determine if there was enough evidence to bring Reverend Edward Pinckney to trial. His testimony was limited to his opinion. Now, his opinion. Remember that. That's important. That the dates next to the signature on some of the recall petition had been changed. He testified that the changes were made with ink other than the ink that was used to write the original dates next to the signature. However, he testified that he could not determine who changed or when the changes were made. His testimony simply provided a basis to say somebody did something, but we don't know what. That someone may have changed the date, but he don't know whether the same person did it and just used 2 different ink pens. They have no idea, but provided no evidence regarding who did it and when it was done. There is absolutely no evidence that the 5 petitions alleged to have been altered dates were exclusively in my possession. Well, they already know they wasn't in my possession. They already know that. They already know that I did not alter those dates. But the point is, hoping that I don't have enough money to hire an attorney. That's what it's all about. And it goes on to say the state handwriting expert could not say who altered the petition. There is no evidence that I was the only person who had access to or had an opportunity to change the petition. There are no admissions, no confession. There are no witnesses to the alteration, just no nothing. This is just a case where there is no evidence at all. Not one single piece of evidence that says that Reverend Pinckney did anything. Every single person who signed the petition stated they had signed the petition on the date that is on the petition. If the dates were altered, they was altered by the clerk, Sharon Tolliver, Sharon Tyler, Carolyn Tolliver, or the sheriff department, or even James Hightower. We have no knowledge of any dates being changed, at least I don't. The sad part of this whole thing is that they're going through this thing. They're going to do everything in their power to try to convict me. This case illustrates the rise of a fascist government in Michigan, in Barron County, which is led by the blood-sucking Whirlpool Corporation and his local puppets, Judge Sterling, Judge Losada, Prosecutor Michael Seppi, County Clerk Sharon Tyler, and her sidekick, Carolyn Tolliver, and James Hightower, the mayor of Benton Hightower. They're willing to spend X amount of dollars to try. They went out and hired two of the biggest law firms in the nation because the judge ruled, Judge DeWayne ruled, that there was more than enough signatures to have the recall election of Mayor James Hightower, the leading puppet of Whirlpool Corporation. They went out and spent big money. They also asked for an additional $20,000. $20,000 of the citizen money to try to protect this sleazeball. We're having problems right now with this county. We're having a problem with this issue. We have no one in this community willing to take a stand. Now, we also have these property pimps. And remember that. Whirlpool is a property pimp. The NAACP is a property pimp. These preachers are property pimps. You got Gavin over at Second Baptist Church, property pimp. You got Burden, Melvin Burden, property pimp. You got the McCoys, property pimps. You got, you name it, Hightower, property pimp. These guys are pimping in our community, taking the people money and living off it themselves and other things they might be doing. We don't know. I don't have a clue. But unfortunately for them, we're going to find out. We're going to find out exactly what they're doing with the community money. Those of you who give money to churches and the pastor is not out in the community helping, stop giving. Find a church to give your 10% to is out in the community. We have to stop these property pimps. Stop supporting people who don't support you. Most of these churches is out of touch with the community anyway. So we're fighting this battle, and we're going to win. We're waiting now for the decision on the election, and I think we're in pretty good shape. It has now become a constitutional issue. Political speech. You cannot cross out two signatures. One has to be good. And what the judge actually said basically supports what I'm doing. He probably didn't know that at first, but he definitely helped me build my case. And I appreciate that.
Also, those of you out there
we are talking about a revolution. I will be back with you shortly. Let's listen to Tracy Chapman, see what she has to say, and then we'll talk a little bit about Ferguson. About a revolution. Matter of fact, it's a war going on, and 99.9% of the people are not fighting. It's time that we take a stand. But before I get into the Ferguson, I want to talk a little bit about September the 4th at 10 a.m., room 426 at the Capitol in Lansing, Michigan. I would like for people to come. We have a recall in for the county clerk. The county clerk with unclean hands, dirty hands, muddy hands, hands that cannot be cleaned. We have a sheriff department under Paul Bailey leadership, unclean hands, dirty hands, muddy hands, cannot be cleaned. We have a prosecutor office with Michael Sepik leaving with unclean hands, dirty hands, muddy hands, and cannot be cleaned. So we're recalling the county clerk, Sharon Tolliver. For number one, she sued herself to stop the May 6th election. But the judge had ruled that we have more than enough signatures to move on. Number two, she gave the original recall petition to the sheriff's department without a warrant, without a subpoena, and without a court order. She broke the law. And number three, she's asking the citizens of Barron County to write a check for $20,000 so she can appeal this judge's decision. She must go. Those of you out there, you must stand up to corruption. It's here. She thinks that she's one of them. I'm referring to one of them, one of Whirlpool puppets, the blood-sucking Whirlpool Corporation. So we have to stand up and fight this battle. We're fighting, it's revolution time. It's time that we put a stop to what's going on here and around the country. It's a war that we can win. It's a war that we have to win. It's not about us. It is about our children and our children's children. We must learn to fight for the future and be prepared for any consequences, because we know that they're coming. They now have tanks and everything in the community. So we have to be prepared. And remember, don't ever forget how the Vietnamese defeated this country with just sticks. Have no tanks, no Black Hawk helicopters, no airplanes, no nothing. Only thing they had was sticks. And they defeated this country. And I'm proud of it. But on that note, let's move on to Ferguson. Many police killings, but only Ferguson, Missouri explodes. There was a little violence after the acquittal of Trayvon Martin killer, Zimmerman. And here's another thing. They have raised almost $750,000 for this murdering cop, Darren Wilson. And the people is not talking about it. They stopped talking about it on TV because they realize how bad it sounds. It sounds bad. They also, Zimmerman, almost $500,000. Another murder. It appears that they condone the killing of black people. Peace prevailed when at least four others, unarmed black males, was killed by police in recent months, from New York to Los Angeles. Then Michael Brown was gunned down. That's what he did. He was murdered, assassinated in Ferguson, Missouri. In a wave of rioting that converged on the St. Louis suburb. Four more. And for more than 10 days, protesters, supporters, I'm not going to call them protesters, I'm going to call them supporters, was there. Why Ferguson? The response to Brown death turned violent, because they knew that justice would not prevail. Anytime a black man is shot, killed, wounded, attacked by a police officer, is always justifiable. And if he's murdered, it's justifiable homicide. And I tell you, all we want is justice, which is so simple. Those of you who are in Ferguson, Missouri today, all of you supporters, you're not protesters, you're supporters of the Brown family. We're simply crying for action, justice. That's all we want. Do we get justice in this country? Absolutely not. But it's time that we take this thing to a whole different level. It's time that we start showing up and showing out, showing them what we're capable of doing. Because you're only going to get what you are able to take. And listen, I believe in violence, especially when there's no other solution. Because you never, ever, ever going to have a change without a conflict. We're living in a time now where people do not see black people as being worthy. Even at witnesses in cases, the only time they are credible in the eyes of anybody else is when they testify for the prosecutor. or as they say, the state, which they're not testifying for the state. That's the only time they're credible. If they're your witnesses, they're never credible. This is how they feel. So we must continue to fight this battle and be prepared to take this thing to a whole different level. We must say no more. Never again. Anytime someone is killed, we should rise up. Whether a black man kill a white man, an unarmed white man, or whether a white man, a white police officer kill an unarmed black man, we have to rise up. We have to show them that we're not going to take this crap anymore. We have to allow people to understand that this is a serious matter. We're fighting, not for ourselves, but for the future of our children. It's time that we circle the wagons and show them what we can do as a family, as a group, united. It's us against them. It's us against the 1%. And those of you gatekeepers, puppets, who think you're going to be part of it, your day is coming also. Your day is coming. So we're getting ourselves prepared mentally, morally, to take this thing to a whole different level. And remember this, all we want is justice. We don't want anything else. We don't want no handouts from y'all. You know, they got black people want handouts. That's what they want to say. We do not want any handouts. We do not want it that way. We simply want you to be true to what you say. What you have done, you have written us a check that had came back insufficient funds. Anytime an economic system that does not feed, clothe, and house its people must be and will be overturned and replaced with a system that meets the needs of the people. And I understand, I truly do, that you cannot give me justice. You cannot give me equality. You cannot give me freedom unless I can take it. If I can't take it, I can't get it. But I hope so. Those of you out there, there's a book by Sam Greenwood, The Spook Who Sat by the Door. Read that book. But we're in a war right today. Racism, yeah, it exists. But it's black against white. That's not true. It's the haves against the have-nots. That is true. It's the rich against the poor. That is true. Don't let them say it's black against white. That's not true. They're trying to keep us divided so black and white can be fighting and they don't have to do any fighting. But we're going to bring black, white, Mexican, Puerto Ricans, you name it, Asian. We're going to bring them all together to stand together and fight this battle. Those of you who are out there, we're fighting a war, a real war. And you have to start fighting back. And I tell you this much. This is just the beginning. They have decided to train the police department like they're in the army. So now we have to treat them like they're in the army. Make sure that everyone be prepared mentally, morally, socially to deal with the enemy. We know who the enemy is. So we must stand up to the enemy and not allow them to overthrow us. Put us behind barbed wire fences. We're fighting, Lord. And we're going to continue to fight this battle. We're going to fight it until the end. And my last word, we just have a few more seconds. I just want to say September the 4th, Lansing, Michigan, at the Capitol, at 10 a.m., room 426. Be there. Be there. Be there. Be in Lansing, September the 4th, at 4 room 426 at 10 a.m. That's at the Capitol. where Snyder is located. And good news, Snyder is losing. He's actually losing the race. So those people out there, let's get out there and take care of our business and take this thing to a whole different level. You are listening to the Pinkney to Pinkney Show on a Saturday edition. Let's listen to a little Tracy Chapman.
Find the loser of the army without a doubt. Wasting time in the other world of life. We waiting for a promotion. Don't you know? Talking about a little bit of a time. Yes, yes, yes.
Talking about a revolution.